This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I were you, here's what I'd do. If I were you, I'll tell you. Jake will dick you down, 'cause he knows how to please. Amir will do his best, but there's no guarantees that he'll make you come. But Jake will make you come, that's a guarantee.
Wow. Cool.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I guess that's like, that was really complimentary song to me, and I liked it. Well, not really.
To us.
Not really to both of us.
What did he say? Jake will make you come and Amir will, what was it?
It's not that Amir like won't, essentially, that it's not a guarantee that you'll try.
So that was, that was from Jake Morrill, who's a 22-year-old from Bangor, Maine.
And it was a banger.
Yeah, it was a banger.
And it was a banger, my Maine.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Those are actually really
super
nice.
Superfans will realize that.
That was actually really fucking nice.
All right.
That was Golden Mike nice.
It's a little early.
That was Golden Mike nice.
It's a little early for that. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna dictate when the mics can come out. That'll be a turdy for you, brother.
I'm just saying that.
I think it'll be a turdy if you're gonna try to put a timestamp on everything that it's too early for a golden mic. It's not too early for a turdy, and that's why you'll have a turdy. it's a dirty turdy. That's another golden mic.
Don't even decide yet.
You can't tell me not to decide. I'll toss another turdy on you. That'll be Trey Turdy's.
That was Jake from Bangor, Maine.
What's the best time to record a podcast? Trey Turdy for a minute.
Nice.
That's a golden mic for me.
That was a 22-year-old Jake from Bangor, Maine. And that was a banger, man. It'd be great if you could plug his music on Spotify, which you could find if you search for Joy Captain. That was our closing theme song from last week, was what I was trying to say.
Right. Joy Captain is a great name. I think I said it last week.
It was a good song, and I wanted to upgrade it from closing theme song to opening theme song.
Dope. Yeah. It deserves it. It earned it.
How are you doing with your quarantine? Are you at home, or you're not leaving the house? Is that what life is like for you now that COVID-19 is starting to spread in our country?
I am at home today, but it didn't have anything to do with COVID.
Yeah, I see you rubbing your eye.
Yeah, I'm rubbing my eye, licking the floor. I just feel like I'm not worried about it because I think we'll all have it. It's not like...
I see. So you're worried kind about of it in a way that you're like, I'm worried about the flu. Like, yeah, it'll happen and it'll kill people, but that's fine.
It feels inevitable, and it feels like I won't die from it. So it's unfortunate writ large, but...
This is kind of like, I feel like we're having the same conversation about the flu. Four or five months ago, I told you to get a flu shot. You said, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it if you get the flu or not.
Yeah, and I was lambasted. I was publicly dragged, shamed into getting a flu shot, which I actually didn't ever get. But now Jill's making me get a flu shot next weekend.
Yeah, and the idea being like, yeah, you can have the flu and it's fine for you, but you're getting other people sick who can't necessarily fight it.
I'm spreading it. I'm an incubator.
Yeah.
And I guess I would get a COVID shot if they had one.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. Because I'm not smart.
Are you taking any precautions? Are you washing your hands extra long? Are you not touching things?
Yeah.
Are you not rubbing your face?
I'm washing my hands a lot more.
Yeah.
Trying to not touch my face as much, but it's so like, it's kind of instinctual, you know, you can't really, I'm trying not to touch. I'm basically trying to stop touching my face, and I'm realizing mid touch, I'm just like rubbing my eye. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I'm sucking my thumb.
It really is.
I should stop.
Whether we have this worldwide pandemic hit America on a mass scale or not, I'm definitely realizing how cavalier I am with my germ, my relationship with germs and stuff. Like, every day I wash my hands, and then I like, all right, I go to work, I open my car door, I put my keys next to my sunglasses, I put my sunglasses on my face, I will pick my nose while I drive, I will go to the bathroom and open the knob, and then I'll wash my hands again. But it's like, since then I've touched 8 dirty things and licked my mouth.
You can't escape it. I like, even when I was, because I was flying this past weekend, I was like trying to just be extra cautious. I'm like washing my hands for such a long time, and then I just turn around and I'm like, and then I'm about to open the door of the bathroom of the Delta lounge. Like, that's dirty.
All right, we're back to square one, and I've just washed my hands once, and I should have washed it after everything I touched. It's impossible. You can't do that.
You got to wash, you got to dry, then you got to open the door with a napkin, then you got to make it like a basketball shot, put your hands in your pockets, walk to your flight.
I will say I was talking to buddies of mine going to like a poker room in LA, Commerce Casino. And I'm like, that's got to be like the worst place to go to. It's just international people who are just fucking touching chips, exchanging cards, touching tables, coughing, sneezing.
Yep. Kissing the $100 chip for good luck.
Kissing the old Asian man next to me for good luck.
French kissing the dealer.
When he fucking hits me with a runner inside straight draw. God, I can kiss your feet. You old stranger, where were you last week? Italy?
Will you cough in my ass?
God, this is good luck. But then maybe, I don't know, maybe I should just get it and get it over with. Maybe you can't get it twice. But now maybe you can get it twice.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, I don't know. I feel like I'm taking mild precautions.
Precautions, yeah.
But precautions, but not like, I'm not like quarantining myself. Like, I still went to yoga. I still went to the Girls on Porn live show last night.
Yeah, that's the next thing, is avoiding.
We're not going to South by Southwest.
Yeah, we were going to go to South by.
It's like international, huge crowd.
Shaking a lot of hands.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went to a film screening. Like, Avital did like a short film festival, and there was a bunch of people there. Everyone was like introducing themselves. I'm like, I'm not going to shake people's hands. I'm just going to wave to them when I get introduced. But I felt like a freak a little bit when they're like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm like, hello. Well, don't touch me.
It's very uncomfortable to like deny someone a handshake.
Yeah.
It's happening a lot. It's weird because it's like, it's acceptable, it's good, it's normal, but it's still awkward.
Yeah.
It's always going to be awkward.
You're always going to be a little weirdo about it.
And then you always seem like a hero when somebody's like, oh, like, you know, they're seemingly like respecting you being a weirdo. And then everybody's like, hey, I don't care, brother. And then you like dap someone up and hug them. And you're like, yeah, we're all going to die, baby.
Yeah. I ignored a handshake yesterday. And this lady was like, no, I totally get it. I'm an Uber driver, and people shake my hand all the time. I'm like, Jesus Christ, thank God I didn't touch you. You're an Uber driver?
Oh, I get it. No, I have it. I have the virus, so I get why you're denying me.
I have a sore throat and a runny nose. I have an upper respiratory infection.
Shaking hands is such a funny thing that's like a social norm that you're very much expected to do, but is very unsanitary.
Yeah. Hello, stranger. Let me squeeze the thing that you touch everything with. Yeah. All right. Now I have it. Now let me squeeze that guy. All right. We're transferring the disease.
And something's in my eye. Would you like a snack? Nom, 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 nom.
But yeah, I mean, staying at home and not talking or touching anything has got to be like the only way to prevent it, right?
Yeah, but then what are you trying to preserve? What kind of life do you have?
Yeah, and then how do you eat?
That's not
food?
Living.
You're going to the supermarket. You're going to eat food. You're going to touch food that was prepared by somebody else or delivered.
I stocked up on canned goods.
That's good. So you're having beans.
I've bunkered myself. I had beans and I had rice, and it was nice.
Yeah, you look very pale, and you've gained, what, 20, 25 pounds, it looks like.
Yeah, so I finished the rice, yeah. And I'm down to a single can of beans. Nice. It is nice.
Go get more canned foods.
I can't go outside.
Oh, you're sucking on the microphone. That's not helping anybody. You opened a bathroom door with your mouth.
I flushed the toilet with my teeth.
Because you said it tasted like rice.
Nice.
God, that was kind of a, I don't want to say it, but kind of Golden Mike-worthy idea.
What, that you had?
Yeah, I guess I had it.
You're trying to give yourself a Golden mic. You're trying to like fucking...
No, I'm not giving myself it.
You're trying to manipulate me into giving you a Golden mic, and that's a turdy, my friend.
No, you're trying to influence the judge. You probably deserved it, and now like I feel like I deserve it a little
bit. I already have the Golden mic for this episode. I actually had three, and you had Trey Turdies, but now you have four.
I'm afraid to talk. I don't know.
Well, good. Your awkward silence is about to get you your fifth and final turdy.
Final?
Well, yeah, you know what happens when you get five turdies in a single episode?
No.
You don't get to host the podcast anymore, bub.
Permanent expulsion.
Permanent expulsion. I'd have to find a new co-host. And I think that is, you know, that's a Herculean task that if I was able to accomplish it,
yeah,
I'd earn myself another Golden mic, which would be pretty cool.
What are you talking about?
That'd actually be really neat. Sorry, you're being a little rude to me. I don't want to give you that fifth and final turdy.
Okay. All right. Let's start the show. Let's not. I don't want to. Like, now I'm like, oh, I'm on edge.
Let's not what? Yeah. You are on edge. All right. And you're sort of, okay.
Not too on edge.
Yeah.
Just a little bit worried. Thinking about it. But I'm going
to
ignore it.
Like, if you get two in your head, I feel like.
I'm not too in
my You're thrown off your game. It's going to get you your fifth and final turdy, and then you get expulsion. And I don't want that.
I feel like I'm walking on a razor thin line.
You are a little bit. You're walking on eggshells, but you need to stop making these like the gurgling. You're hyperventilating. I feel like if you have a panic attack, that's clear fodder.
Not an attack.
If you cry, that's gonna be a fifth and
I'm
final
not crying.
Dirty, man.
I'm not,
it's gonna be expulsion, my friend. You're choking.
Have you taken the subway since coronavirus has gotten viral?
I think I have, yes.
Seemingly the same. People a little afraid to touch poles.
I didn't notice anyone wearing masks. I feel like anyone that's like nervous enough to wear a mask is like not going to go on the subway, but maybe. And I didn't notice anybody like not touching the poles either. This was, I rode the subway like on Monday.
Still early.
This week.
Still early. Mm-hmm. All right. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web hosted by me, I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
Me.
Us.
All right. We are going to be answering some real questions from real people just to preserve their anonymity. Of course,
mm-hmm.
We're going to give them a fake name. Do you have a fake name for this man whose brother is 16?
Let's do Koivid.
Koi?
Like, this guy is, he's a koi vid.
Okay. Why a vid?
Because it's like COVID.
Got it. I like that.
Yeah.
By the way, COVID-19 is like over. I'm already like worried about COVID-20, the fucking sequel.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, that's like that COVID-21 shit.
Yeah.
My brother is 16, writes Koi. He took singing lessons for a couple years when he was younger, but we never ever heard him sing out loud. However, recently he's begun singing out loud at home. While this is nice, and at first we were very happy that he'd gotten over the fear of singing out loud, it's becoming a little incessant. He'll be watching TV, hear a tune, and then sing the same song nonstop until he hears a new one, and then repeat that one nonstop. This continues all day, and it's quite loud. My parents have asked him a few times why he suddenly decided to start singing, and he said that he just enjoys it. We don't want him to stop singing, but just not sing constantly and so loud. How would we broach this subject with him without making him scared to sing out loud like he used to be? So first he was afraid to sing, now he's singing too much and you want to tell him to be quiet.
Yeah, it's sort of a beautiful moment when this kid clearly had a breakthrough. He's finally getting his confidence. He's finding his voice.
He's finding his Nemo.
I can be happy for you for a weekend, brother, but...
This is quite enough. I'm glad you've come out of your shell, but this is... why don't you go back in every once in a while?
It's a bit too much joy.
You spark too much joy.
Sorry, sibling.
Yeah. Is there a way to politely ask this guy to knock it off?
I don't think so.
That's cool.
I don't think there is. Not a polite way. I don't think there's a polite
Especially
way.
Especially because he's being nice.
Yeah, he's being nice. He's being like, he's like this, he's like a Cinderella thing, you know, like, or the Seven Dwarves thing, the whistle while you work, a happy joy man. And you want to turn him sour.
All right. What about a simple, all right, that's enough.
I don't blame him for wanting some peace and quiet. I just don't think there's no way that you can tell someone to stop singing and be a good guy.
Stop it.
I love that song. Shush up for a second, bud.
Yeah. Pretend like you're on
enough,
the phone.
Enough.
One second.
I guess you could say, like, I love that song, but can you hang on for 1 second? Because I'm trying to concentrate on this email or something.
On literally you've gotta have everything else.
You've got to have a task that you're making him stop for, and that'll be, like, a sort of setting the boundaries, you know?
That's cool.
Like, love the song, but I'm just trying to read this thing. Do you mind singing somewhere else? So also, oh, what about that? Don't be like, shut up, don't sing. You'd be like, can you sing by yourself somewhere else?
Oh,
can you
see.
Sing elsewhere?
Yeah. Or what about, like, what if it's like, I like this, I don't like that song. Can you sing? And then you just tell him to sing a song that you wanted to hear anyway. That way it's like you're getting a free little acoustic concert.
Yeah. What if you just started singing louder too? So you could just be, it's like a competition.
Oh, but you're not good at singing.
So, like, he's singing, he's like, it's all about the bass, no cheddar, it's all about my bass, about my face.
Sorry. Do you think that's the good one or that's the annoying one?
Oh, I was being I was being the brother, yeah, like the good singer. And then you would have to jump in with, like, a shitty song.
Yeah.
But, like, so if I have, like, my amazing voice going.
My suggestion was nice. It was like asking him to sing a song that you like, and you said, yeah, and then also, but then what you said was really mean, which is like,
it gave me an idea for something. Yeah, it gave, your suggestion was good, and then it gave me an idea for one that was mean.
Yeah.
So I had to say it.
Right.
I yes-anded, but it was sort of a yes but.
Yeah, it was sort of a no butted.
Yeah, it was, I guess it was like a hold my beer moment.
Yeah, so it's like, that's a really good idea and I'm gonna let you finish, but yelling at someone to shut the fuck up.
You can scream, but you can scream another song at your brother.
That's cool.
Here's one other idea. You shower your brother with praise. You're constantly talking about how good his singing is, how much you love it. Encourage him to sing more, start a band, do all that stuff. So that gives you cover every once in a while when you're like, you have to be quiet.
Okay.
So, like, he knows you're coming from a place of, I love my brother's voice. I'm his number one fan, but you can't have it all the time. See, I wonder if they're like, if they've been treating this kind of like a butterfly landing on a flower. They're afraid to touch it. They're like, he's finally got his confidence. He's singing. Let's not touch it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think you got to encourage it and then also discourage it in ways where you don't want it. And that'll sort of shape it to your life.
Like, not touching it is actually like, it's really good, like, also coronavirus advice.
COVID advice.
So it all sort of stems from the same thing.
COVID ice. Yeah. Advice? Wait, COVID ice. COVID advice? Okay. Sorry, I had a stroke. The other thing I was going
to
say
was that turdy worthy, or that's just you trying to figure something out? Because if I did that, you would have called me out on it.
I wouldn't have given you your I don't really like that we're having this like tit for tat. Like,
I agree.
You know, this weird. This weird battle that I think you keep on. You're trying to fan the flames of, and I'm tempted to give you a fifth and final 30 for expulsion.
That's a totally new
especially because you were so rude and all I did was like misspeak. Yeah. And I feel like that's how
a lot of my turdy things start usually.
Oh, well, can you not interrupt me? Because I think that's another reason. Like,
I'm not
two things that you've been doing is it interrupting? One, I will continue. So interrupting, which is turdy worthy offense on its own, but then also nitpicking, just like a freaking misspeak. This is a live podcast. Like, people are gonna misspeak every once in a while, and like you sort of zeroing in on that and like asking why the rules apply to you and not me. It's sort of just like it colors the whole podcast in like a really negative light. Yeah. It's just like a weird.
All right.
It creates a weird energy. And for that reason.
No. Give me the fucking break to cool off and we'll come back and I'll have a solid second half.
Okay.
Earlier on the pod, I said licking your mouth instead of licking your hands or licking your fingers. That was just another thing that I wanted to own up to, so you don't have to call me out on it either.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm not
let's air out all the dirty laundry. Come clean, ask for forgiveness, beg for forgiveness, frankly, and quite frankly, then I guess second half we'll have a fresh start, a clean slate.
All right, cool. Let's take a break, thank some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions and answers after this.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias.
Very Babbel. Good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti Ivrit Babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. Mm. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going to get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
French. Let's French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui, oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled babbel.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-N.
You are illiterate in English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will go to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, babbel.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. And we are back. Jake, do you have any?
On to listen to the fight.
Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. Yeah. Yeah, I do. You know, I experienced a new delivery service this past week.
A new delivery service? Like UPS?
A new delivery service. No, a food delivery. A new food delivery. Mm. It was called Deliver Zero. Okay. And they partner with restaurants and they give them reusable containers so you can get your delivery food in basically takeout containers that you don't have to throw away. And then the next time you use a service on Deliver Zero's website, the place that delivers takes the old Tupperware.
So you're talking about like food delivery, like a Thai restaurant in your neighborhood, or is it like Blue Apron style?
It like a Thai, like I got Indian food. Okay. And they brought all of the food in like reusable containers.
And then you eat it, but then instead of just throwing away the plastic, you wash it. And next time you get Deliver Zero, you give them back the Tupperware.
I heard you don't even have to wash it. I rinsed it. Yeah. I didn't do a deep wash, but they wash it for you.
You didn't even finish the food. It's like, here's, I think 2 days ago I had pad see you. You can have it now. I'm like full as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good. But then where do they get the food from? Like, is it a pre-approved stable of restaurants? Or can you order from anywhere?
Yeah, I think they're still growing. They're like just starting out. That's why they like DM'd me and asked me if I wanted to try the service. And I was super into it because I feel like I never like things like Blue Apron or things like, I mean, even delivery. It's just like you always feel a little guilty, like all of the plastic and the shit that it comes in and you have to throw away.
Oh, I see.
It was really nice. Like there was essentially no waste at all.
That's good. Yeah. So did you order food from a place that they told you to, or you just said it from anywhere you wanted?
No, I think so. They partner specifically with certain restaurants.
I see. So it's probably only available in your small radius for now.
I think it's available in a bunch of places in New York. But yeah, like at scale, this would be, in theory, anywhere that you order from also has like a set of Deliver Zero Tupperware and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then when you got Indian food, is it like a tikka masala, like did you get curry?
I am glad,
like a lamb sag or a sag paneer.
I got sag paneer. I got chicken tikka masala, and I got butter chicken and a side of rice.
What?
A side of rice.
So like white
and
rice.
It was nice. And it came in Tupperware that I didn't have to throw away.
And it was delivered by a man in a mask.
On a bike.
Who had a cough.
With rice.
He sneezed on a rice.
Imagine that. Imagine sneezing on rice.
Yeah, I guess that's fine. Seems like usual.
Seems normal.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can answer some more questions.
Why not?
Should I get AirPods Pro?
Yeah, we actually, so remember we answered this question and this was sort of a follow-up pup.
Got it. So we'll call this guy Puppy. I'm really sorry I haven't been in touch. I'm sure you can sympathize. What seemed like mere hours after I got your wisdom concerning my AirPods debacle, Apple dropped the biggest bomb of my life and released AirPods Pro. I obviously can't get normal AirPods and be seen in public when I know about this angelic existence of the more expensive AirPods Pro. What kind of financial mind games is Apple playing on me? To recap, AirPods. Pros, cool, rich, wireless. Cons, expensive. AirPods Pro. Pros. The AirPod Pro's pros are that they're cooler, richer, and professional. And the cons are that they're even more expensive. Help me navigate this minefield. So I don't have AirPods.
You don't even have the old ones?
No, I use like over-the-head wireless headphones.
What about like, I guess all the time? Even if you're, I guess in LA, you don't really commute. That,
I don't have like... buds, bud. Moving on. Asked and answered.
God, you're defensive about it. I didn't.
That's enough.
Really? I'm moving on.
What are you wearing right
I'm
now?
I'm moving on.
That little cigarette in your ear. What is that, an AirPod or an AirPod Pro?
This is an AirPod. And I actually had the Pro. I got the Pro. It came with my phone.
Quid pro quo.
I got the phone. I got the new phone and I got the pros.
And?
I didn't like them. I didn't enjoy wearing them. I felt like they were a less secure fit. And
the whole point is that they're supposed to be better, right?
Yeah. And the noise canceling kind of freaks me out. Transparency was, that was like a really cool feature. But you know what transparency is?
Like when
you... Do you know what transparency is?
It's like how you...
Do you even know what...
Yeah, let me try to answer. It's like when you can hear the headphones, but it's not like completely noise canceling. You can also hear stuff that's happening.
Yeah, it basically like it like mixes in what is happening outside with your music. So you can like your music doesn't dip, but you like hear things and people perfectly. It's really amazing.
And only AirPods Pro have it?
Yeah. So I wish that the other AirPod, I don't want the rubber thing. I like the way I like the shape of these pods best.
That's
I wish they
difference.
Had transparency because transparency is cool.
So
as well.
the another difference is that the Pro have a little rubber thing at the end that's supposed to like help fit more snugly.
Yeah, and it comes with three different sizes: the large, the medium, and the small. And like you
how big is your Metis?
I thought my Metis was medium, and then I tried small, but neither of them worked. And I tried large too. It's that, and I did the hearing test, that, and it said they were all good fits. But then, like, I can run with these things in, and I went on a run with the other ones in, and they it just felt loose. There was a jiggle, there was a wiggle, and it wasn't.
Are you okay?
It wasn't for me. No, I mean, I want to be rich and I want to be professional.
You're not a pro. That's as simple as that.
I'm not a professional without the pros.
Pros before hoes, and you are not one. You're an absolute con.
If you were to go on a yog, What would you put in your ear?
Sometimes I'll wear the headphones and sometimes I'll wear nothing at all.
You'll straight up wear the headphones you're wearing right now over the ear?
Over the ear.
On a yog?
On a yog, and they are a little too hot. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
But then I also don't like the feeling of the jiggle as I yog either. So I'll go full no audio meditative style.
Will you get those like around the, like, you know, those kind of like... with the plastic that has like the hugging of your ear, you could do that.
I don't know. Just I prefer to be accessory free when I'm jostling back and forth.
All right. Well, you're not going to be able to enjoy a podcast or tunes while you run, and that's kind of an issue.
Yeah.
I would think.
Because I'm a podcaster, my inner monologue is kind of like a pretty fascinating podcast. I'll be like
really,
so like I'll be running and then I'll see,
walk me, tell me some of your thoughts that you, so like imagine you're on a run, you're running around,
right?
Like
it's like I don't have to listen to a podcast, because then like while I'm on a run my thoughts are basically, and it's like I don't have to wear headphones to hear my voice because I'm always like,
what are your thoughts
it.
You were saying,
so I'm like jogging around and I'll see like a tree with like the pink flowers on it, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. The pink flowers. I'll be like, that's, huh? How does that work out? So like some trees are apple trees and stuff. Sorry, 1 second, motherfucker. This is the difference between a fucking podcast where it's just me which is a really good show, by the way, and one that you're like constantly trying to fucking hammer home your agenda. One second.
I barely did anything. And you
one second. So I'm like,
you're having a meltdown. I feel like you, on some level, you know that you're like, you're flailing right now. That's why you're pissed.
No. So I'll be like, now I forgot. Okay. This is, yeah.
You cursed at me, dude.
Sorry.
Holy shit.
No, but this is why I don't like, this is why I don't prefer to have other people in my fucking ear when I'm like, well, when I'm jogging, that's like me time and I get to record my show with my rules and I don't have to be like, what do you think, man? If that makes sense. Hello? Hello? Are you here? Now do you want to shut the fuck up? What? Oh my God. You're a saboteur. Talk. Forget it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Good stuff, buddy. Really good stuff. That was good stuff.
You don't think it was like specific kind of good stuff?
Easy. 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 We've already given out plenty of golden mics this episode. I think in another episode that would have been golden mic worthy, but I feel
so
like
let's save it and we'll save it for next time.
This episode sort of we doled out like three or four.
It's evergreen content. We'll just have it for next week's episode. You can give me a golden mic. We'll cut this part out.
Maybe we'll do it next. We'll see if you earn it next week. I'm sure you will because I think you're on a roll. I think you're doing your best work since this half of the podcast. You haven't got a single turdy, which is amazing.
You can almost take some away from the first half at this point.
Well, careful, because I don't want you to start litigating the rules, because you know what happens.
So I'm still at four, and you're at how many golden mics?
I think I have four for this episode. I think I have three or four. I don't keep count. I don't keep track. I mean, it's a high honor, and I have each trophy displayed proudly, but I'm not about the recognition. I love it and I need it and I appreciate it and I want it.
That's about it.
But I don't obsess over it. It's not all there is.
It's not this, the be all end all.
It is the be all end all. And I actually feel like you're sort of like discounting what a golden mic is, and I'm tempted to give you a fifth and final turdy for that. But
actually, speaking of bees and alls and ends and alls, we have a question about bees.
That's right.
This is from this
a beekeeper.
This could go on a beekeeper whose name we'll say B. We'll call him B or her.
Of course.
So right. Go either way. Hey, Jake and Amir. First of all, congratulations on your marriage, your healed foot, your new podcast, your latest golden mic today, and all of your godchildren.
I really do have it all. Okay. I have a happy hoard, a cellar full of golden microphones. And what was the other thing?
The foot.
A wife?
Yeah, the healed foot.
Whatever.
Here's my situation. Me and my girlfriend moved into a new rental home some months ago. In our backyard is a big, creepy shed. It's horrible, just aesthetically. But more importantly, my girlfriend went into the shed and said there was a big beehive inside of it. I'm very scared of the swarming, stinging, flying insects. I can't figure out what to do, and it's not as easy as it sounds. My landlord doesn't deal with bugs, so that's out. We actually have an exterminator, but bees are endangered, so killing them is an instant turdy. Lastly, I know a beekeeper, but he doesn't respect me, so I can't ask him to come in and save me, or else he'll judge me. I already broached the subject with him, and he gave me a list of other people that handle bees in my area. Everyone I call is the same. They'd love to help, but they want the details about the bees, like what they look like, what they're doing. They basically want me to walk into this dark death trap and take notes. I'm terrified of opening the shed even for a second. They were there all winter and might be dead, but what if they're not even bees? What if they're wasps or hornets? I never even saw the fucking things. Luckily, my girlfriend finds them pretty scary too, so I don't think she's judging me too much for not running headfirst into the shed, but at the same time, I'd love to fix this issue and find a way to impress her while doing it. What do you guys have, but who do you have to call to come and just look at your bees? Every expert I talk to on the phone treats me like a wuss, and one of them even laughed at me. What would you do, coy boys? Amir, would you just kill these bees? Jake, What would you do to be a hero and a conservationist? Please help. Love you guys. Sorry for all the buzzing, razzing, Amir. But Jake is the goat of the podcasting world next to Marin. P.S. Go on Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay. Thank you. Jesus.
Yeah.
Very cool. What would you do?
I mean, I would call people like this guy's doing, but I don't know why they're laughing at him.
We interviewed a beekeeper. Do you recall that?
Yeah. And he seemed to act like they were important and you could harness their power to make honey.
Yeah, you could harness their power to make... I forget, he was able to do something where he made them make their hive in a box, right? Like, he caught them in the wild and put them in a box somehow.
Well, he found the queen and put her in a box, and then all the worker bees sort of surrounded her and started salivating honey around her.
Cool. So, yeah, I would do that. I think the fact that he's not respected by beekeepers that he knows is fine.
Oh,
and I think it seems more like... I guess what he's worried about is, like, why isn't he being an adult? You know, like, I feel like a little child because I'm scared of these bees. But I think the thing that will make you feel like an adult is handling it as best you can. So it's not avoiding the bees. It's not going out there. It's calling somebody. It's finding somebody. There are conservationists that will remove the bees. They won't come and exterminate it. They'll just take the hive if there's any bees in there still. And take it out.
Yeah, like, are there task rabbits that will handle this? Do you have to go to a specialist? Why are the specialists laughing at him?
Also, if the specialists are like, you have to describe like what kind of bees they are. Like, I would imagine that if you went in there and you looked at the bees, you'd probably describe them the same way as if you never saw one. You would just be like, yeah, they're yellow. They look like bees. You're the specialist. You have to come here, you know?
And then once
if it's a bumblebee versus a worker bee versus a yellow jacket or a hornet, they'll be like, oh, you were wrong when you said it was a bumblebee, but that's fine because we deal with all of them.
Yeah, or like they come in, it's like, all those bees are dead. And you're like, yeah, I fucking lied to you to get you here. But you know what? You're here. So I guess discard the dead bees or the yellow jackets or the hornets.
I think there's something even scarier about a fucking hive full of dead bees than one full of live bees. Because bees won't fuck with you. They're not going to hurt you. They're good little souls.
Yeah, unless you fuck with them. I've seen a swarm of bees in the wild, like in Joshua Tree, like you hear the buzzing and then it's like this black cloud moving towards you and you're like, holy shit, we have to get down, and they just sort of hovered over us. But it was a loud swarm.
Yeah, it happened to us once at, we were like at Julia Nunes' place.
That's right.
And there was...
It sounded like a lawnmower.
I think what they do is every once in a while they like, they have to find a new hive. They all leave. Like if something happens to their hive, maybe... But they all leave and then basically just find a new place. But it's a mass exodus. And it's just a fuck ton of bees that are homeless. But then they build a hive in like an hour or two.
Yeah. So it moves fast and so do they. And they're loud and they are scary. So I wouldn't be ashamed of being afraid.
Yeah.
But also don't be afraid of lying to the beekeeper on the phone on the day.
Yeah. I'd be ashamed of not handling it. I'm not saying that you have to handle it by going into the shed, but you have to if you're worried about the beekeepers respecting you, then I think you're overthinking this. You not going into the shed, that's fine. You not calling the beekeepers and being like, listen here, bee removal guy, you got to come to my house. Or fucking call your landlord. He says he doesn't deal with bugs. I think I'd be like, okay, cool. So I'll deduct what I have to pay the beekeepers from my rent this month.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I would do.
I like that.
And then you send your rent along with an invoice from the beekeeper, and you don't have to, you don't have to pay out of your own pocket.
I like that.
And maybe if you say something like that, the landlord will be like, well, wait a second. I want to shop around and find the best price. I'll handle it.
That's cool. So you turn your fear of bees, which is kind of like a nerdy little wussy thing, to like a guy who's like cool at business. Like, hey, landlord, yeah, I'm afraid of the bees, but you know what? I'm going to take your ass to court. And then he's like, yeah, I'll see you in court, but I'm going to come with a B. And then you're going to be like, yeah, I'm actually, let's not do that. Don't sting me. But I will see you in court. All right, cool. Questions asked, questions answered.
Oh, yeah.
For your own questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're running low on theme songs, so send those over too. For more If I Were You, we have bonus video Thursday episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yep.
So
I have another podcast called The Goat Show. You check that one out too.
That's right. The goat milk episode, one of your most popular episodes I saw.
That's right. That's right.
Find out which milk is the goat milk, and is it goat milk?
You better believe we did try goat milk.
How was it?
Weird.
Mm, that makes sense.
But not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
All right. We'll be back, of course, this time next week. Thank you for listening. Bye, everybody.
Later.
If I Were You, show@gmail.com with Jake and Amir. Come on, let's cheer. Hey, ho, diddy do. If I Were You, show@gmail.com with Jake and Amir. Come on, let's cheer. Hey, ho, diggity do.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.